We're looking at the top 10 momentum companies and the best themes on ASX over the last quarter, and we update this every day so we can find the best trading shares. The focus here is finding the common theme within the leading companies, because history shows that's where the best opportunities come from. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finder Market Points, where we connect the leading market themes and the top performing companies for better trading. The top momentum companies on the ASX for the 19th of October 2023 is Red 5 in 10th place. RED is a ticker, Red 5 being a company that's a mid-tier Australian gold producer in Western Australia. They're 28 kilometres north of Leonora, and they've established the King of the Hills processing hub. It's got a 4.7 million tonne capacity. They're up 19% for the quarter, and they've been in the Launchpad Top 30 Momentum over 30 sessions. The new entrant into the Top 30 Momentum and Launchpad, definitely the Top 30 Momentum today, is 9th place XTE, Xtech Limited. Interesting company. And it reminds me back of 2001 after September 11 and Lockheed Martin, because this company is a security and defense solutions provider. Things like body armor, advanced ballistic protection, explosive ordnance disposal, small unmanned aerial systems, and tactical protective solutions sold to governments and defense solutions security. Lockheed Martin back in 2001 was a company that trebled in price just after September 11 and was one of the only companies to go up after the markets reopened. Let's hope we're not reliving those experiences. Eighth place, BPH Energy, with the ticker BPH. The company would normally focus on the oil and gas sector, but also biotechnology and other niche sectors through early stage funding for commercial proof of concept research and product development. They often partner with academic institutions like universities, and they're currently working on clean hydrogen projects. BPH are up 45% for the quarter and have been in the Launchpad and Top 30 Momentum for over 30 sessions. Seventh place, STK, Strickland Metals. Back in Western Australia, they're looking for lead, silver, copper, zinc, and gold. 87% rise for the quarter. Launchpad was entered 34 sessions ago. Top 30 Momentum 22 sessions ago. Move up to 6th place, VMM, back into the list. Viridis Mining. We looked at this back in September. Viridis Mining and Minerals, the explorer looking for gold, nickel, copper, platinum group elements, and kaolin halloysite assets in Canada, Western Australia, South Australia, and New South Wales. Their rise is 15%, but a great chart to look at for a rally, stability, and then rally again. Hindsight flag is something that comes to mind when looking at that chart. Entered the launch pad more than 45 sessions ago, and they've been in and out of the top 10 momentum, but into the top 30 momentum for at least the last 30 days. Then we're into 5th place, Biotron Limited. BIT is the ticker. Biotech company looking for antiviral therapies in HIV-1 and hepatitis C, HCV, hepatitis C virus. They're up 151% over the last 3 months. Launchpad was entered 30 sessions ago, top 30 momentum 26. Every company from here on in is up over 100% for the last 3 months. We move up to another favourite, LPI, Lithium Power International, in 4th place. LPI, 126% rise. Again, Western Australia. Companies looking for lithium with projects in Chile and WA. Then we've got 3rd place. NOX, Noxa Pharm. Noxa Pharm being the clinical stage company focusing on oncology, specifically pancreatic cancer therapies. NOX, 197% rise. Launchpad entered 23 sessions ago. 12 sessions ago was a top 30 momentum. Second place, PIL, getting a fair bit of interest. Peppermint Innovation, looking for a range of banking, financial services, delivery and logistics, remittance solutions as well. Going from mobile banking through to mobile wallets. 112% gain for the last 3 months. Entered the launchpad 29 sessions ago. Top 30 momentum 16. First place, ACN Gold, DCN, Western Australian in the Leonora region. Once again, they're at a gold explorer and developer with a 2.9 million tonne per annum processing facility. On to have two gold producers in the top 10, both in the same geography. That's where we get into the thematics of things. Not just gold miners, but also the geographies are important when looking for the leaders within the thematic. They've got few brains in the fire or a foot in a couple of camps that are powering ahead, say Western Australian miners, falling Aussie dollar, gold miners, specifically gold producers, that can be a theme. What we're seeing at the moment on the ASX, if we look at the top 200 companies of everything listed on the ASX and then understand themes that they're in, first place is producing mineral output. We've just talked about two of them. Second place, large cap miners. Third place, domestic transportation. Fourth, autos, including car dealerships all the way through to parts such as radiators, leather seats, carbon fiber wheels. They're all in the auto space. Fifth is silver. Sixth, hospital supplies. Seventh, gold explorers. Eighth, agricultural companies. Ninth, cobalt. Back to see that in the list. Hasn't been there for a while. 10th, explorers, being mining explorers. Similar to yesterday, one quarter of the constituents in the top 200 momentum shares of everything on the ASX are mining shares, and 22 of them are Western Australian miners. They're the leading themes and top momentum companies on the ASX for the 19th of October 2023. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points.